You're listening to KNX In Depth, along with Charles Feldman. I'm Mike Simpson.
A beam of subatomic particles shot down a 50-foot tunnel, past a powerful magnet, and into an impenetrable wall. And if it is done just right, those particles will transform into mirror images of themselves, punching through the wall and giving a look into a parallel universe. Sound like science fiction? This is real, and we'll explain at the bottom of the hour.
I'm Mark Sampson in the mirror universe.
Are you now?
He's hosting a TV show. It's just a little bit opposite. Right now, though, if the public release of the Mueller reports back in May was the main event, tomorrow's testimony from Mr. Mueller in front of two House committees, it is a heck of a sequel. Brett Tolman served as U.S. Attorney for Utah during the George W. Bush administration. He's known and worked with Robert Mueller for many years. So, if he doesn't want to talk, and he is a reluctant witness, the phrase getting blood from a stone seems to come to mind. How much is he actually going to say?
Yeah, you know, I hear a lot of people scrambling for, you know, trying to emphasize that this is his chance, this is his time to really, you know, come out and tell everything that he knows and entertain some hypotheticals. And it's just not who Bob Mueller is. His respect of the institution of the Department of Justice, for example, is so significant that he's going to ask them, which he did, what should I be talking about? What shouldn't I be talking about? And he's going to stick to that.
But is everybody, Brett, asking kind of the wrong question? I mean, isn't the real purpose of his testimony tomorrow this, that the vast majority of Americans, of that, what was it, 448-page report that Mr. Mueller produced, most Americans read, I don't know, zero pages? So yeah. By him testifying tomorrow, even if he sticks to the report, more people will know what that report says than ever before.
That's right. And there are 11 allegations that are substantial when you look at them in terms of what they allege in the report. So getting him to talk about it, getting him to perhaps indicate why he didn't recommend that charges be brought, even with the policy that DOJ has on a sitting president. I mean, that's where everyone's going to be riveted and wish or hope that Bob Mueller says more than just, you know, what's in the report.
Well, the DOJ has said, hey, stay within the boundaries of that public report. Anything beyond it is executive privilege. Is it executive privilege? And also, he doesn't work for the Department of Justice anymore.
Yeah, you know, it's really interesting because the privilege is it belongs to the department or the executive branch. And even though he may not be with the department anymore, they will assert that they have the privilege. Now, whether that it rises to, you know, the level of a privilege versus, you know, is he talking about his review of the matter and his opinion on whether or not charges should be brought, notwithstanding a policy against it? You know, we'll see. We'll see how much he starts to maneuver. The one thing I can tell you that if he does get frustrated and upset and he feels like he wants to talk, I think he'll look for opportunities to at least give something. But we'll see, because the Republicans really have a lot they want to ask him as well.
Brett Tolman served as U.S. Attorney for Utah during the George W. Bush administration, has known and worked with Robert Mueller.
And talking about Robert Mueller, tomorrow morning, 5:30 a.m., our coverage here at KNX starts, and we will carry Robert Mueller's testimony before not one, but two committees of Congress live. When KNX In-Depth continues in just about 4 minutes, Britain's Trump taking the reins of the United Kingdom.